This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when a trial that was conducted, it seems to me, with excruciating care and fairness and an attempt to be fair to the accused, to Officer Derek Chauvin, and also to be fair to the family of George Floyd and his brothers, Terrence and Philonis, who have been so much a part of this this entire process. Joe Biden did last night call the Floyd family. This is after the jury was sequestered. They're now saying 10 hours. They reached their verdict. After 10 hours, that verdict will not be announced for a few more minutes. We will, of course, go to it immediately when the verdict is announced. But the process of the jury's deliberations indicates, and you can never predict what goes on with a jury. There are all kinds of unpredictable things. I mean, not to bring up a completely different trial and a completely different issue, but how many people would have predicted a not guilty verdict for O.J. Simpson? I mean, juries are unpredictable. And this jury is multiracial. There are two multiracial jury members. There are four black jury members, and there are six white jury members. And I know people on the left could say that, well, this is unfair. How could they possibly have a fair jury that was comprised of only one-third black members, where two-thirds of the members of the jury were, in fact, non-black? And the answer is because when they say that you are promised a jury of your peers, that means the peers of the accused, not necessarily the peers of the victims. But, of course, in legal terms and in real terms, the fact of a different background, of a different skin color, of a different racial identification or racial identity doesn't exclude you from being a peer of either the accused or of the victim in the judicial process. The Maxine Waters has responded, trying to defend herself from her encouragement of violence. She had said that she was going to demand first-degree murder. I can assure you 100% that he will not be found guilty of first-degree murder. Why? Because he wasn't charged with first-degree murder. But Maxine Waters thought he was, I guess. In any event, she did an exclusive interview with The Griot, and she dismissed suggestions that she was encouraging violence. "I am nonviolent," she said. The congresswoman said attempts to characterize her words and suggest otherwise is nothing more than a political tactic by the GOP. Republicans will jump on any word, she says, any line, and try to make it fit their message and their cause for denouncing us and denying us, basically casting us violent. It's not us, Maxine, it's you. You singular. Anytime they see an opportunity to seize on a word, so they do it, and they send a message to all of the white supremacists, the KKK, the Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, and all of that, how this is a time for Republicans to raise money on Democrats' backs, Waters added. As if Democrats haven't been raising money on various issues. One of the points Jim Garrity makes, and it's an outstanding point, is that the Democrats impeached a president over the idea that a truly stupid and outrageous speech that he delivered on January 6th was incitement. So what the president said on January 6th, there's no excuse for it. It was ridiculous. It was a terrible move. But was it incitement to an insurrection, as the article of impeachment suggested? Well, the Senate voted no, it was not. They actually, a majority of senators voted yes, it was, but they fell far short of the two-thirds that they needed. So he ended up beating the impeachment rap. But what's fascinating here is Jim Garrity makes the point that with Maxine Waters, she is much more plausibly inciting violence. This, again, is what she said on Saturday night. This is clip 8. Maxine Waters, the gentle lady from California. Listen.
Not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No, no, no. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we...
Okay, and if we've got to get more active, more confrontational, it is the likely guilty verdicts may free her of facing some kind of blowback for that kind of language, but she's used that kind of language before. And here's what she said in 2018. Waters said of Trump administration officials, if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore anywhere. I've worked with gangs, I've worked with Crips, I've worked with Bloods, and there's more integrity in many of these young people in the hood than this man has. Okay, if that isn't direct incitement, it's completely clear that it is. And this came after, you remember, there were some cases where Sarah Huckabee Sanders was going to a restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, and they weren't going to serve her because she worked for President Trump. I mean, this whole idea of treating people with whom you disagree as the enemy, as people who are deserving of being more confrontational, being more... Do we really need this? Yesterday we spoke about the Unum test, which I thought was a good idea, something that had been put together by Jonathan Haidt of New York University and John Avlon of the Daily Beast and Mickey Edwards, former Republican congressman. And the whole idea of the Unum test is asking yourself, will this exacerbate divisions in our country, or will it bring us closer together? This is what the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this morning on Maxine Waters' comments. Listen, this is clip 16.
Does the White House condone the Congresswoman's comments?
Well, first I would say again that the Congresswoman clarified her own comments, and what I can do is speak for the President's view, which is that it's important to provide a space and an opportunity for peaceful protest, but protesting should be peaceful. That's something he has consistently advocated for, and he will regardless of the outcome of the trial.
But she was calling on some protesters to perhaps get more confrontation.
And she's had additional comments since then, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She has.
Which provide additional clarification.
But I guess my question is, does the White House believe that those kinds of comments are helpful in the middle of this trial that everybody knows could lead to more violence and unrest?
Well, again, I can speak to what the President's point of view is, which is that it's important to provide an opportunity for peaceful protest. That's
okay. Peaceful protest, is that what we saw initially after George Floyd's death? We will see the verdict. It should be coming up at any moment. Announced here on the MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
The Michael MedVet Show. MichaelMedVet.com.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVed, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, like the rest of the country, we are waiting on the verdict, or you could say verdicts. There are three charges against Officer Chauvin, and the jury has reached agreement on all three. The idea that these verdicts are going to be announced before dark, with so many cities, Chicago very prominently among them. We played Mayor Lightfoot moments ago. Wherever you live, certainly here in Seattle, and I know there has been concern. And we saw what happened right after the George Floyd's death. Now with the, frankly, and it's unusual when you think about it, because it is, it's less than a year since he died. And for the judicial system to move that quickly I think is remarkable. There was another quick move. This is in June of 2019. Another Minnesota cop, a 33-year-old police officer named Mohammed Noor, was convicted of the killing of Joan Rusick, and she was not a suspect. She was actually somebody who had called in a 911 call. And Mohammed Noor, who expressed profound apology for the killing, he was nonetheless found guilty of third-degree murder and manslaughter. He was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. One of the questions will be how much time in terms of sentencing, that won't be announced today, but how much time in terms of sentencing would be enough to ensure that there was not national outrage and indignation. On CNN, do we have that audio of Van Jones? We do. Okay. On CNN, Van Jones was talking about what a, and he's a good lawyer, but he was talking about what a not guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial would mean. I think it's very unlikely, always possible, but very unlikely that there will be a not guilty verdict given the circumstances of the jury deliberation and how quickly the jury came back. Here is Van Jones, former aide to President Obama, very popular host on CNN, talking about what that not guilty verdict could mean. Listen.
Now, I hope whatever the verdict is, people handle themselves responsibly. But I have to be very honest. People will feel that their humanity has been flushed down the toilet and that anything can be done to us now. What, if a police officer can do this, what can't they do to us? What can't they do to our children? So that is what's at stake here.
Okay, see, that kind of comment, again, the desire by people on the left of the political spectrum to racialize this entire conversation. In other words, if you take the set of givens and you simply change the racial identity of George Floyd, does that mean that nothing bad happens to him? I mean, somebody who does have a violent criminal history, who is resisting arrest very clearly, who has a very serious problem with very serious drugs, methamphetamines and fentanyl and alcohol. And the entire history, everything is the same except the race is different. Is it really so certain that what happened to him was because of his race? This was what was outrageous with what Hakeem Jeffries said the other day in his tweet, when he said that Dante Wright didn't die because of some mistake, he died because he was black. As if no mistakes are ever made against white people. I just mentioned the case in 2019 he was sentenced that happened to a white victim who was shot accidentally. She had done absolutely nothing wrong. There was no sense in which she was contributory to her own killing. She was just getting married. She just picked out her wedding dress, for goodness sake, for her wedding in Hawaii. And she got killed in this senseless, sloppy, awful, awful, I do think it was an accident. I don't think that Mohammed Noor, Officer Mohammed Noor, Somali immigrant, had meant to kill her because, I mean, again, this whole idea, no cop wants to be involved in a case like this. Do you think that Derek Chauvin, when he went into policing, he was thinking, well, I want to harm and hurt and oppress as many black people as I possibly can because that's why I went into policing? He knows. He's not an idiot. He knows that obviously if you cause the death of a suspect, then it's not going to go well for you. He was fired immediately from the police department, and now it looks like he is on his way to prison. We will see when the jury verdict is released at any moment. And there's still conversation going on with all of this about how people are going to respond. One of the sources for a response that I think can help bring America together is President Obama, frankly. And he has not been an attention hog, but given the fact that he is such a historic figure with so much prestige, particularly in communities of color, it would be very important for him to bring America together with some renewed and more across-the-board faith in our judicial system. Are there people here who feel that it would somehow reflect corruption of our judicial system if the jury found Officer Chauvin guilty? Again, particularly considering the manslaughter charge, that is a charge that I think it's going to be very, very difficult for a defense to appeal on. But we'll see. We'll see. You cannot predict juries. You cannot predict trials. Barack Obama made a statement just a couple of days ago about the death of Dante Wright. And he and Michelle did a joint statement which said, "Our hearts are heavy over yet another shooting of a black man, Dante Wright, at the hands of police. It's important to conduct a full and transparent investigation, but this is also a reminder of just how badly we need to reimagine policing and public safety in the country. The fact that this could happen even as the city of Minneapolis is going through the trial of Derek Chauvin and reliving the heart-wrenching murder of George Floyd," that was President Obama's words. To use the term murder in that context before the verdict, that was not the right thing to do, Mr. President. We will be right back with a verdict at any moment coming up in the...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans dealing with a spring snowstorm. The storm dropping snow in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri while moving through Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan later today. Forecasters predicting that storm will continue to move east, dumping 3 to 6 inches of snow on the New England states. Texas Republican John Cornyn calling GOP efforts sensible moves to ensure free and fair elections. The title of the hearing, Jim Crow 2021, delayed latest assault on the right to vote has Republican Congressman from Utah, Burgess Owens, upset.
It's disgusting and offensive to compare the actual voter suppression and violence of that era that we grew up in with a state law that only asked that people show their ID.
Breaking news out of Minneapolis, where the jury has reached a verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial that's set to be read at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Verdict. There are some commentary as crowds are gathering around the courthouse in Minneapolis that everyone, of course, is hoping for a guilty verdict on all three counts. And when I say everyone, I mean people who are gathered around the courthouse. And there was one comment by a bystander apparently there that if there was a not guilty verdict on all three counts, then God help Minnesota. I mean, meaning that it's just so appalling that again, and here is the problem that I think is appalling and an indication of where we are as a country. Is anyone certain that, assuming that it is guilty, is anyone certain that there are not radical voices and individuals and people of every race and every complexion, particularly white radicals like the Antifa crowd, who will take that guilty verdict as a basis for celebrating by smashing windows and looting stores. And I hope that is not the case. But noting some of the behavior, particularly in Portland, and yes, in Seattle, that's not inconceivable, is it? And Greg, they're still waiting. I mean, you're going to notify me as soon as we get the word of the jury coming back into the courtroom, and the. And, of course, they have a live shots of the empty courtroom and everything that you can hear and you can expect. I don't really know who comments, who doesn't comment. President Trump has commented. He was on Fox last night and commented on opposing President Biden's decision, not his decision to take all American troops out of Afghanistan. That's received a great deal of Republican opposition from Republicans and even some Democratic and some centrist moderates because of what it means for American security and for the security of people who have risked their lives to try to help us in Afghanistan. But President Trump is angry because he had given the deadline of May 1st, and President Biden is extending that deadline to September 11th. The words of Judge Cahill yesterday are worth listening to, but I also wanted to get to Hakeem Jeffries. He took time today. This is after his outrageous column saying, his outrageous tweet saying that Dante Wright, the young 20-year-old young man who tragically was killed in that traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. He said he's not dead because someone made a mistake. He's dead because he's black, as if there is, quote, open season on black victims. Hakeem Jeffries today completely ripped some extreme members of the House of Representatives on the right. And look, I'm not going to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene on anything. I have very limited respect for Lauren Boebert. I want Republicans to win control of the House, but not that kind of Republican, please. And Matt Gaetz, well, Matt Gaetz is going to have his own day of reckoning. It appears clear. But after he was ripping some of the more extreme members of the House of Representatives on the right, he was asked about Maxine Waters. And it sounded like this. This is clip 9.
When you've got a situation where Lauren Boebert is a mess, Matt Gaetz is a mess, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a mess, clean up your mess, Kevin. Sit this one out. You've got no credibility here. We support peaceful protests.
Can I follow up just really quickly? Do you support what Representative Waters said, her words?
To be honest, I'm not that familiar with what she said. I know she made clear in comments afterward that she supports peaceful protests. Dr. King supported nonviolent direct action. That is what House Democrats support.
Okay. Dr. King had very direct targets for his nonviolent direct protest. In other words, when they were marching in Selma against the Edmund Pettus Bridge, they were marching to secure the right to vote. It's very direct. They wanted to see the passage of the Voting Rights Act, which did pass later that same year. And again, at the Montgomery bus boycott, when people were marching to work, there was a direct target. The target was to not have black people required to sit in a separate section of the bus in the back. It's a public transport. You should be able to sit anywhere you want. That was what they were marching for. So what exactly is the purpose of these protests? Now, there is one opinion piece in the New York Times that I actually thought was very impressive. And they talked about right now using technology to try to at least reduce. You will never, ever eliminate tragic encounters between police officers and civilians. It happens. Because policing is a very, very tough job. And sometimes it's a tragedy for the civilian, sometimes a tragedy for the officer. But what they were recommending in the Times was a radical suggestion about traffic stops. that right now there are lots of cities that have had great success in terms of collecting money with cameras. And we can do that. You can capture a license plate. So that rather than stopping a car that's speeding or pursuing it, you follow up with a ticket or an appropriate remedy, or particularly this is true on things like what they stopped Dante Wright for, which was his registration was out of date. That kind of thing can also be captured by cameras, by automated monitoring that does not necessitate an officer to put his life at risk by stopping a car. And this goes beyond, I mean, I know there's been a lot of discussion that one of the things that the officers apparently mentioned to Dante Wright, at least according to some reports, most reports, was that he had dangling air fresheners from his rear view mirror, which you can understand why that would be against the rules, against the law, because it could obstruct your view if it was large enough. But for goodness sake, on something like that, is it honestly worth the money, the time, the danger, to actually stop someone? Now, I know people, not me, but I know people who have gotten a notice in the mail. Oh, a camera actually saw that you didn't stop at a red light. You ran a red light. And that's a ticket. And, okay, that kind of thing, working with a notification for the motorist rather than a direct police stop, unless the individual is wanted on a warrant for a much more serious charge, why wouldn't that make sense? And perhaps help in keeping our police officers and our citizens safe. In terms of keeping citizens safe, we continue to wait for the verdict. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
MichaelMedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, while you are awaiting and should be getting it at any moment, we are told, informed by the court in Minneapolis that the verdict would come about 20 minutes ago. But we will go to the verdict, of course, as soon as that becomes known. There is a somewhat tangentially related case which has also been settled today, just as the George Floyd death and Derek Chauvin trial has apparently been settled. The jury has reached a verdict. But there will be no murder charges. There will be no murder charges involving the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. His memory should be a blessing. Who died shortly after defending the Capitol building from rioters and thugs. And the reason there will be no murder charges regarding Brian Sicknick is because the, and this had been reported for a while, but it's now official, the medical examiner for the District of Columbia, whose name is Francisco Diaz, said that Brian Sicknick suffered strokes and died of natural causes one day after responding to the January 6th insurrection. The medical examiner also did not note any evidence that Sicknick had an allergic reaction to chemical spray, it was bear spray, or list any internal or external injuries, according to the Washington Post, which first reported the ruling. Still, Diaz, this again the medical examiner, said that all the transpired on January 6th played some role in his condition. The ruling ensures that the Justice Department will not be able to pursue homicide charges in Sicknick's death. In March, two men, Julian Eli Hatter, a 32 of Pennsylvania, and George Pierre Tanyos, 39 of West Virginia, were arrested, and they were charged with assaulting Sicknick. Attorneys for Hatter and Tanyos declined comment. The pair traveled together to D.C. for the pro-Trump rally, and they have been charged with 10 criminal counts, including conspiring to injure police and assaulting officers using a dangerous weapon. The charges have never connected the assault to Sicknick's death, and prosecutors have not sought to hold any rioters accountable for murder. And this becomes certain now because the other two police officers who died at their own hand. they were suicides that were related to that awful experience. And then, of course, there was the death of Ashley Bobbitt. There was a death of who was shot while she was trying to break into the House chamber. And then there were there's another victim, a protester, who was trampled to death as people were rushing into the Capitol building. Capitol Police said in a statement yesterday that the department accepts the findings from the Office of the Medical Examiner, but this does not change the fact that Officer Brian Sicknick died in the line of duty courageously defending Congress and the Capitol. The department continues to mourn the loss of our beloved colleague. The attack on our officers, including Brian, was an attack on our democracy, the statement said. The Justice Department has charged more than 100 defendants for assaulting officers during the riot, and in many cases have used police body camera and surveillance footage to show the gruesome attacks to judges. This, of course, brings up one of the reasons I think that the attack on the Capitol was such a serious matter, and it's a similar reason to why the whole world responded as they did to the death of George Floyd. It's because there's video of it. We are now not so much a culture that reads the news. We see the news. We see stuff that happens. And, of course, a description of something happening that a reporter might write or that a witness might provide is very different from seeing it yourself. The 9 minutes and 29 seconds of video, and even the extended video that shows more of what preceded the fatal hold on George Floyd, that's searing and it's unforgettable and it's horrifying. And honest to God, you have to have a heart of stone listening to this large, very large, middle-aged man calling for his mother and saying repeatedly, "I can't breathe." This obviously touched the hearts of people around the country and around the world. And not to the same extent, but for people in this country, and that's all of us, right, who have grown up to revere the Capitol building particularly as a symbol of our democracy and of rule of law and of criminal proceedings precisely like the one that we're talking about today and waiting for the announcement of the final result, to see that Capitol building trashed and smashed and disgraced, and with the solemn announcement of the election of a new president, seeing that contested, not just by the outgoing president, this has never, ever happened before, but contested by a bunch of his followers storming the Capitol, that's a profound shock that people could see. And I think one of the reasons that even people who had been leaning favorably toward President Trump were influenced by all of this because the video was there. The video of his speech, and then the video of his awful speech when he went down to Georgia to campaign disastrously for the two Republican Senate candidates, who, by the way, I wish had won their races. There is more, and this is just an amazing thing. You talk about big business, and a big business has traditionally been, since the beginning of the Republican Party, big business has been an ally of Republicans, and Republicans have been supporters of big business. One of the big priorities for Abraham Lincoln was building a transcontinental railroad, a big infrastructure program that helped to build a number of real American fortunes. There's another full-page ad in the New York Times, and I couldn't even believe it. And yeah, I know the purpose of the ad is to get my attention. It got my attention. The ad has in big letters a picture of a can of beer, and it says, "The future of beer is here," and then, "and it tastes awful." Really? I don't remember beer tasting awful. Some of us think it tastes pretty good. There's even a good new movie out there called Brewmans about the craft brew industry. Well, here's what it says in the text of the ad. Last year, the Fat Tire Amber Ale became America's first certified carbon-neutral beer. Wow. While we're proud of this progress, we know that our actions alone are not enough. Right now, 70% of Fortune 500 businesses don't have plans to adequately address climate change before 2030. To show what the future of beer will taste like if we don't get more companies to commit to more meaningful climate action, we brewed up Torched Earth Ale. This beer uses the kind of less than ideal ingredients that would be available in a climate-ravaged future, like smoke-tainted water, drought-resistant grains, shelf-stable extracts, and dandelions for bittering. While it's technically beer, it's not great. Although beer will be the least of our worries in a full-on climate crisis, we still don't want to imagine a world where torched ale is our only option. Now, I don't know if you can order a six-pack of Fat Tire Torched Earth, but really? Is this going to help you? Is this going to make you want to go out? And on this Earth Day, it says, this Earth Day, go to drinksustainably.com and join us in asking big companies to commit to real climate action before it's too late. We will be joined next hour by one of the most brilliant and, I think, effective black American conservative commentators, a Professor Wilfred Riley of Kentucky State University, in reacting to this fateful verdict, which is about to be announced in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.